And joining us on the line from North Ridgeville is Marjorie Snyder from the North Ridgeville Visitors Bureau and Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Marjorie.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Now, you need to help us out. Are you hearing any kind of an echo when you're talking or anything like that? Or how?
No, I'm not.
All right. Everything's good. All right.
Everything's cool.
That's great. We've had some issues with the phone, and sometimes we don't know what our caller, person on the phone, is hearing on their end. So as long as we're good, we'll try to...
We're good. Okay. We're good. I'm very excited about this Saturday.
Oh, yeah. The 9 to 3 is the Discover the Ridge Adventure Trail. Talk about what people can expect if they come to North Ridgeville.
Well, it's going to start out at the Education Center at 5490 Mills Creek, where we're going to have a spring market. I mean, we're going to have two food trucks. One of them is going to be Betty's Burgers. The other one's going to be another Manna food truck. We have around 30 vendors selling food and plants. Bistro 83, Don Molds, Extreme Performance, HW Organic Farms, Kellyanne Growers, Mulberry Creek Farm, and real big participation this year with the schools and the city. We're going to have the school boosters selling, the Kiwanis, the North Ridgeville Kiwanis, North Ridgeville Rotary, North Ridgeville High School Gymnastics, and we're going to have entertainment this year. We're going to have an MC, Ron Howard Entertainment, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Marjorie, you mentioned it starts at the education building there by off Center Ridge by
the Dairy Queen.
Yeah, by the Dairy Queen. So you start there. And then what? Do you go off on your own, or how does that work?
Yeah, it's a self-guided tour. Everything's free. We have 20 other open house locations that we have a brochure that we hand out at the spring market and a map so they know where to go. And the big, exciting event is this year we're giving away a 48-inch television as our grand prize for our drawing. Every location of the 20 will have a bag where you can put your name and information to win the TV.
What are some of the things that are happening at these locations when I show up there? What'll I find?
Okay, well, Don Molds, which I'm in the same shopping center. Don Molds is on Lorraine Road in... North Ridgeville. It's 34837 Lorraine Road. They're going to have food trucks. They're going to have games, bouncy games for the kids. They're going to be giving away other prizes besides our television. And a lot of the other participants are doing the same. So it's pretty exciting. You have a chance to win the TV and other prizes.
I remember from a previous time, I mean, if I'm stopping at one of those locations, I might find also the maps at those locations as well, right?
Yes, everyone has the maps. The maps have been out since February, and we try to promote all the businesses that are participating along with our own little spring market. Now, this is the second year for the spring market, and I just looked at the weather today, and it looks like it's going to be okay to be outside. Last year, we were inside at the... Education Center. This year, hopefully, we're going to have it outside. So I'm pretty excited about that.
So,
with the addition of the food trucks and the entertainment.
Well, I'm going to talk a little bit about the elephant in the room related to construction, Center Ridge, all the different types of things that have come down, the orange barrels. Some people coming in from outside may be a little fearful of how things are going there.
I drive up and down Center Ridge Road every day. There is some construction where the Education Center is over by the Dairy Queen. There isn't any road construction whatsoever, and that's at the west side of North Ridgeville. Now, if you take Center Ridge, a lot of these places are on Center Ridge. A lot of them are off Center Ridge. So I don't think it'll be too much of a problem. I really don't. It's
okay.
Not like stop-and-go traffic. There's a couple places where there's construction, but it's not terrible.
Right. Well, being at the Visitors Bureau and that, it's obviously you have to have a little pain to get a lot of gain, I guess, the way things are going.
Yeah, our city is going to be wonderful after all this is fixed, and I'm looking forward to more businesses coming into North Ridgeville and hopefully a very positive effect.
Right. Again, this is the Discover the Ridge Adventure Trail. It is coming up Saturday from 9 until 3. Family-friendly market open house event throughout the city. Free admission to locations. You'll get a chance to maybe visit some places that you haven't been before. Any place on that list that you're excited to go stop by?
Well, I always love the Grateful Dog Bakery. Now, that is a bakery. They cater to animals, and all the animal enthusiasts go there and promote, you know, dogs and other animal pets. And they do a great job, and they're quite a large facility for what they do. We have that. We have Blue Barn Shops is another one of my favorites. That is the all-time collectibles shop for people, and very well-known. So there's a lot of good things. And, of course, Don Mold's Garden Center is classic, you know, plants and gifts and you have to stop at Don Mold's. It's just they have a lot of fun things planned.
Yep, and there's, of course, as we get into where we are right now in May and planting season is upon us, people are going to start thinking about the gardens as well. It's Discover the Ridge. Again, it's going on this Saturday from 9 to 3. Our guest today has been Marjorie Snyder from the North Ridgeville Visitors Bureau. Thanks for sharing the details and hope to
see you. My pleasure. I'll see you all out there on Saturday.
Sounds